Helping Hands, Bringing in the Hay. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
We're going to do everything that is within our power to make sure that we get enough hay in here to get our farmers through the winter.
State Representative Curtis Johnson of Clarksville says he understands the impact this year's weather extremes have had on Montgomery County's cattle producers, and he, along with John Barti with the local UT Extension Office and others, have worked out a deal to hopefully have some 10,000 rolls of Bermuda grass hay shipped in from Oklahoma real soon for a cost of about $50 a roll to the producer.
The price of the hay was one factor, but the transportation cost is a lot more than the hay. So we felt like that if we could not get this hay in at a reasonable price, then the farmers were not going to be able to afford enough to get them through the winter. So the only way that we could have done this is with some help from the county mayor and the county commission.
And there's an expected vote by the county commission this coming Monday night to consider subsidizing the purchase of this hay from Oklahoma. And UT Extension agent John Barti says there are some 300 producers in the county that are interested in buying that hay, and there's not much more time to wait.
We've got some real good genetics in this county, and if we don't do something in the next week or two, we'll have to sell really good cows. Most everybody has tried to hang on, being optimistic that it might finally start raining, and have fed a high percentage of the crop of hay they harvested in the spring. And you know, due to the freeze, it was a lot less than normal. So we just basically have no feed left.
Now, Barti and Representative Johnson are hoping the county commission will vote to approve that request of over $98,000 to help offset the transportation cost of the hay. Farmers throughout the Mid-South are also hopeful for federal assistance because of the effects from this drought. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.